You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Over 1 million refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea since the start of 2015. A report released on Wednesday by the United Nations Refugee Agency says that more than 80% of the over 1 million people arrived in Greece, with the majority landing on the Greek island of Lesbos. They made the crossing from nearby Turkey. Most of the others crossed the Mediterranean from Libya to Italy. The Eastern Mediterranean route continues to see the largest increase in the flow of forced migrants and refugees from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan and Somalia. But although the crossing is relatively short, it is perilous, and as the winter months descend, the death rate amongst the migrants continues to climb. In response, the Italian Aid Corps of the Order of Malta has launched a new humanitarian mission on board a migrant offshore aid station in collaboration with Greek coast guards. Every day, thanks to funding, resources and professionals provided by CHISOM, medics and rescue drivers pluck vulnerable people travelling in rubber dinghies from icy waters and provide them with assistance. I spoke to Dr. Giada Belanca, one of the medics on board MOAS, and asked her about ongoing search and rescue operations.
Now we are in Lesbos. Lesbos is a big island. The territoriality is Greece, but Lesbos is really near to Turkey. So it's a logistic, very important place, because a lot of migrants change the route of migration from Syria to arrive in Turkey, to cross this little part of the sea from Turkey to Greece, because the distance is very few. So logistically, it's a very, very geopolitically important place, important harbor. Usually, we start from Lesbos, and we start to patrol the sea, just international water and Greece water, and we wait and we watch the sea to check boats and all migrants that need our aid, our first aid. We are medics, we are nurses, we are rescue divers, volunteers, a very good team ready to watch and to rescue these migrants.
What kind of boats do the migrants use to make this short crossing?
In Aegean, the typical boats are rubber tube, little rubber tube, about from 20 to 60 people maximum. So you imagine a lot of little boats in the sea. So we have to manage in more targets, more little targets. It's difficult to catch with radar every day.
You said the distance is not very great. It's only a few kilometers, but it's still very dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dangerous because it's a closed sea. And in the closed sea, you can find a lot of waves and change of weather condition. And it's very, very dangerous because in the harbor, you can see a white sea. Over the harbor, the waves are very dangerous, and with the little rubber tube, with little boats, are very, very dangerous. And the climate too, in the winter time, we had to manage with deep hypothermia and people that are practice with swimming. So it's very, very difficult. A lot of pregnant people, a lot of families, because Syrians move with all the families. So really the humanitarian disaster, because you have to manage with children. Psychologically, it's very, very hard sometimes.
Where do most of them come? You said Syria, but do they also come from other countries?
Yeah, not only Syria, but from Iraq. There are a lot of Kurdish people from Palestinian, lots of country of the Middle East. 90% about Aegean southern nation is from Syria, Palestinian, Iraq, Kurdish people. For the rescue, we use two little boats, two offshore boats. They are very little, light and fast, very fast. And we arrive with two rescue divers, professional rescue divers, ready to go in the sea in every condition, in every weather condition, and take away from the sea the people if there is an emergency in the sea. After, I manage with my nurse directly a first aid emergency treatment, We bring all the migrants, all the people, in the big boats, because we have also big boats. In this boat is a typical patrol, rescue patrol boat. We do the second, first stage, little surgical operation.
You have met so many of these people who have no voice. Would you like to tell us who these people are? What do they hope for?
Every time some people ask me, what about this kind of mission? I told that I give help, okay? I give help, but it's a little help. Because what I give is every time less, instead what I learn. Because the dignity of the eyes of these people make me grow up every day in a way that in other way of my work, I think I cannot absolutely grow up. The dignity of the women, the joy and the smile every time, the everlasting smile of the children, and also the stories of our colleagues, medics from Syria, professionals from Palestine, people that lost everything and dream something. So me and my nurse give a little help. But what we receive is more and more and more. So that's why we continue to do this. And I think this is the major idea, and this is the leadership idea of CISM, of the Order of Malta. That's why we work with the Order of Malta. So this is our mission. This is just our mission.
That was CISM's Dr. Jada Belanca, one of the medics on board MOAS.